Good. Okay. So let's get started.
好，我们现在开始今天的课程。
We'll do what we do to begin every Bible class, and that is we name our sins to God the Father.
好，就像我们每一次的课程一开始的时候，我们会先向天父认罪，
This is according to 1 John 1:9.
是根据约翰一书1:9。
That verse says, if we name our sins to God, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
就是当我们跟天父认罪的时候，他是信实而且公正的，他就会免了我们所有的罪，
And he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
而且会给我们完整的公义。
Okay, so we just bow our heads and we can just pray to God now in the privacy of our soul. So we don't need to say the words, but in the privacy of our soul, we can tell God the sins that we've done against him.
好，我们现在就是低头自己的默祷，让我们以私人的角度跟天父之间单独的认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you've given to us this time to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这样的时间和机会，让我们可以研读你的话语。
We give thanks also that the Holy Spirit provides us the power that we need to understand these things.
更感谢圣灵可以给我们这样的能力，可以理解神的话语。
We also give thanks for the technology that's available to us in order that we can come together, even though we live in very different places, to study your word together.
当然也要感谢现在的科技，可以让我们在这么远的距离都可以一起上课。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen。
Okay, I wouldn't normally pray this, but we should be giving thanks for the technology that we have that we can study via Zoom.
我们其实不必去感谢这个科技，让我们可以用 Zoom 来上课。
When you think about how times have changed from Bible teaching all through history, different times of history, there's been very different methods of teaching the word.
在整个历史上不同的时候呢，我们在学习神的话语的时候，其实都是用很不一样的方法。
If you look right back to the beginning of human history, we had the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the God Jehovah, in the garden. And he came down, he appeared to Adam and Eve, and he was teaching face to face.
想象当年在。伊甸园的时候呢，耶和华神是直接一对一面对面的去教导亚当跟夏娃。
And then after that, we have God speaking to various people throughout the Old Testament, and He would speak directly sometimes from heaven. Sometimes the Lord Jesus would appear to them, or sometimes an angel.
而之后的时候呢，我们可以看到天父有的时候呢是从天上直接的教导。地上的人，或者是他会用这个天使，有可能是用他的就是声音啊，或者是出现，本人出现了，直接的教导。
And then carrying on from there, we have the prophets. For example, people like Moses, and God would give them a message and they would tell it to the people. And some of these messages were written down, like in the book of Genesis.
之后呢，神也会运用先知啊，像摩西这样的大先知。来经由先知们来告诉我们谁要告诉我们的事情。
Yeah, and actually every book of the Bible was written, you could call them prophets. They were written by people that were inspired or moved by God, by the Holy Spirit, to write things down.
就像这个圣经呢，也是经由这些先知被这个神启示之后呢，写下了整本的圣经，就是不同的先知写下不同的部分。
For example, we had here in 2 Peter 1:21, it actually explains how we have the Bible given to us in written form.
就像彼得后书的1:21就告诉我们说，神是如何把这一些圣经留给我们人类的。
Okay, I'll just read from the English first and then you can read the Chinese. It says, For prophecy was not born, which means did not come about at any time by the will of man, but holy men. These are the prophets. Holy men of God spoke being born along by the Holy Spirit. Well, actually, we have the word to be inspired. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
这边的这段经文是说，因为预言从来没有出于人的意思，乃是被圣灵感动，说出话来。
So this is how the Bible came about. But also when the prophets were speaking, there's a lot of things the prophets taught we don't even know about that was never written down. But that was part of God's word.
所以我们知道就是很多时候先知他们所说的话并没有在圣经上面出现过，但是这是来自于神的意思。
Okay, and also God was teaching through the Levitical priesthood, the priests of the tribe of Levi, when they set up the tabernacle, the big tent in the desert, and then they were teaching people through sacrifices, animal sacrifices, which taught about Jesus Christ, the coming of Jesus Christ, and the forgiving of sins and things like this.
而且呢，神经由这个立位人的这些祭司，哈，也做这些献祭的动作，来预表着将会到来的耶稣基督。
Just to interrupt a little bit here, sometimes it sounds like there's some whistling going on in the background. Can you hear that?
Whistling is the because the typhoon in Taipei, my window is whistling.
Oh, so you have a typhoon at the moment.
Right.
Oh, can you turn it off for maybe an hour?
How?
Pray really hard or something.
因为刚才那个听在说，我这边他一直听到一个吹口哨的声音，其实是我的窗子，因为风很大，所以我跟他解释了一下，他就说，那我们就要赶快祷告，让这个窗子不要那么吵。Yeah,
you know, we're just talking about different ways that God would present His Word to people. You have to remember that even when the Bible was first written down, it wasn't a book. You know, we talk about the book or the Bible being the book. But actually, originally it was just written on scrolls, which could sometimes be goat skin or what they would call papyrus. It's sort of like a grass type paper that they made. It was a long time before books were even invented.
我们要知道，就是刚刚讲的这些事情，都是让我们理解神是用什么方式来跟人这个沟通的。而且呢，他所说的这些话语，不管是他直接告诉人，或者告诉先知，或者是先知在告诉。 大家这些话语呢，在当初并没有这么样一本圣经，它都是一张一张的这个写在羊皮上的啊，等等的，就是单独一片一片的这样子的被记录下来的。Yeah,
so we call those things scrolls, and a scroll means something that's actually rolled up, like because they would write it out using some kind of ink onto the goat skins or what we call papyri. Which was made out of some kind of a grass or some kind of a reed that they would make a pulp, they would mash it up together, and then they would try to flatten it out, and then they would dry it. And then this was used like a kind of a very rough paper.
Papyri is what kind of language?
I'm not sure. I think it might be Egyptian, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it might be, because that's where the papyrus, the concept, was first invented, I think.
那这些被写在羊皮上的这些书卷，就是当年它是像一卷一卷的被卷起来的。那它之前有个说法叫 papyri， 这个字是书卷的意思。那它其实是在羊皮卷起来的书卷。
Yeah, and it wasn't a very convenient way of writing, but it would last for a while. And then what would happen is that people would always copy it. You know, you'd have people that were actually had jobs to copy the scripts. And so they would constantly be copying these scrolls from the words of God. So eventually you ended up with many copies, maybe one given to each of the temples around Israel, for example.
这种书写的方式当然不是那么的方便，但是呢，也当时有非常多的人，他是专职的在抄写这些书卷，所以从一个书卷变成10个书卷，那很多书卷，然后被送到各地方去，让大家都可以读到神的话语。So
yeah, that's how a lot of the original Bible used to be recorded. By the time of the Old Testament, I think the scrolls and the paper. Understand the Chinese had a big role in inventing paper as well. And so the paper got better. So eventually they were writing down, but still on scrolls. Even the whole New Testament was written not as a book, but as scrolls.
The New Testament also on the score.
That's right, because they still didn't have books, but they would be written as actually letters. A lot of the books were written as letters.
所以这种用书卷的撰写方式哈，一直到即使是到后来发明了纸张，也都还是先用这个书卷的方式把它卷起来的。好，那个新约都还是在这个纸张上面的书卷。
Really, books, the form of the book didn't come around, I really believe, until maybe the 13th or 14th century when they started to put things together as a book.
而真正的书籍这种形式的书，哈，可能是到了13、14世纪，好，才被用这种方式把它堆叠起来。
And then we have what happened in, I think it was about the 1700s. You have a man called Johann Gutenberg, and he invented the printing press.
到了17世纪呢，这个 Gutenberg 这一位约翰。Gutenberg 才发明了这个印刷机，那个时候才有用印刷的方式来做。
I can't really remember, but this isn't about the 1700s, so the 18th century. And he invented what was called the printing press. So now he could, instead of people having to copy things by hand, they were able to produce things on a mass scale. They could do them very quickly.
所以1700年代啊，也就是18世纪啊，才有了这个所谓印刷的方式啊，才有书籍的出现，然后才会有所谓大量印刷的这种方式。
And he was a Christian, and so the first book that was ever printed was actually the Bible.
而这一位 John Gutenberg 是一个基督徒，所以呢，其实有史以来印刷机。印出来的第一本书就是圣经。
Before he made his printing press and before he started printing the Bibles, it was very difficult to get hold of a Bible. Now we have Bibles, and every Christian family in the world at least has one Bible. Some families might have five or even 10 Bibles. But in those times, it was very difficult to get hold of a Bible because they were so expensive, because you had to employ people to write everything down by hand.
所以，在这个18世纪，这个印刷机发明以前呢，其实所有的人几乎都是很难有能力拥有一本圣经，拥有这些圣经的书卷的，因为每一个篇章都是要靠人去把它写下来。
So previous to the 1700s and the printing press, most people had never seen a Bible. And actually, the Catholic Church, they would have the Bibles, but they wouldn't let people see the Bibles. And they said, "We will tell you what the Bible says."
Till when for Catholic Church?
Well, until the Protestant Reformation, really.
Really? Wow！而且呢，所以在这个18世纪，就是这个印刷机发明以前，几乎大家很难有机会看到圣经。但即使是18世纪的这个印刷机发明以后，圣经比较可以大量的印刷了。但是呢，因为天主教的一个态度哦，他们是把圣经藏起来的，没有直接给一般人读的机会的。所以呢，其实一直要到马丁路德时代的这个整个宗教改革之后呢，一般基督徒才有机会大量的阅读到圣经。
Oh, and so I was just looking up on the internet here about the date. It wasn't the 17th century, it'd be the 15th century. Sometime in the 1400s, actually, Gutenberg invented the printing press. So just before the Protestant Reformation.
我们要做一个修正哈，就是约翰 Gutenberg 他的出生时间应该是15世纪1400年代，他是1397年到1468年生的，是一个德国人。
So, sometime probably about the middle of the 15th century, they were doing the printing press. And so, here's a this is a picture of the first printing press you can see here.
这是他当年发明的第一个印刷机。
Okay, but this event was a major change and had a major impact on history. Because again, now it means that ordinary people, they weren't cheap, but people could afford to buy the Bibles now, and they could afford to have the Bibles in their own homes and their own churches.
所以这个印刷的这个方式的发明，大量的印刷方式的发明，让更多的人有机会可以拥有圣经，可以阅读到圣经。
Yeah, and not long after this, that's when we have the Protestant Reformation. So within the next century after the printing press, you have the Protestant Reformation, and they were able to use the printed Bibles to tell people, hey, this is the true word of God. You don't need to listen to the Catholic Church anymore.
So you're talking of Martin
That's right.
Luther.
Martin Luther and John Calvin and Zwingli, there were other people there as well.
所以呢，在这个印刷机发明之后，也就刚好就是因为更多的这些传教士们可以看到这个圣经，可以常常阅读圣经了，然后也就有马丁路德等等的人呢，他们就发起了这个宗教的改革，让这个从天主教可以恢复到原来。基督教啊，神要每一个人都可以有机会信奉的状态。
Yeah, but it's still like they would have been very expensive, but a lot cheaper than having to employ people to write by hand all the 66 books of the Bible.
所以，当然，这个时候，这个时代的印刷技术和方式还是很昂贵的，它还是不是像现在这么快的，所以也每一本书做起来也是相当的，花时间花钱。但是呢，已经比让人手抄要快很多了。
Yeah, and what it also did, like with the Protestant Reformation, is it broke the power of the Catholic Church because the Catholic Church was saying that they had a monopoly on truth. And a monopoly means they were the ones that were controlling the information. Usually we talk about a monopoly for business or something like that, but it means that they're the ones that controlled it. And they always told people, we will tell you what the Bible says.
然后呢，这个宗教的改革，可以让这个天主教原本是这样独占性的，将神的话语拥有有为自己可以拥有，一般人拿不到。那但是经过宗教这个改革之后呢，这个基督教的形成，让更多的人都有机会有一个平等的机会，可以接触到神的话语。
And yeah, as we've learned from history and through the Protestant Reformation, is that the Catholic Church is very corrupt. There's a lot of things that they believe in which are not true, and they use their power to control the people.
这个天主教的教会，它其实是有一种对真理垄断的一个态度。
And it was very common for the Catholic Church to say, if you want to go to heaven, you have to come to us, and you have to be faithful to the Catholic Church and pay lots of money, and then you can go to heaven.
当年的这个天主教教会是非常腐败的，所以他们基本上是告诉人民说，你一定要来教会，然后你一定要付很多钱，然后你才有机会上天堂。
They were even practicing something that they call the indulgences. What they would tell people is even after people had died, say you had a family member or your husband or wife had died, and the Catholic Church said, well, if you pay us money, we will pay priests to pray for the soul of your loved one, your family member, that they can go to heaven. So as long as people were paying money to the church, they had hope that the person who died could go to heaven.
在当年呢，这些天主教的教会很可怕的状态是，你如果一个人他家里有人去世了，他等于是要付很多钱给教会，然后教会的那个神职人员才会来为这个人做这个临终祷告，然后他才有机会上天堂。所以一般的人都是非常平常，就是要对教会非常的捐献，非常的多啊，也希望到最后。人死前是家人有状况，死前是可以得到神职人员的临终祷告。
And this obviously has no basis on the Bible. Now, there's nowhere in the Bible that says that. But because the people didn't have their own Bibles, they had no idea. They had to trust the Catholic Church.
但是这样的做法在整个圣经里完全没有说过要这样做。但是因为一般人手上没有圣经，所以他们只能相信教会跟他们说的。
And then of course, when Martin Luther was around, he was actually studying as a Catholic priest.
那马丁路德呢，他一开始的时候是学习作为一个天主教的神父、神职人员。
So they allowed the priest to have a look at the Bible. And so he was studying the Bible and he got to these passages about grace. He realized that we aren't saved by the church, but we're saved by God's grace.
而马丁路德呢，他在要学习作为一个神职人员的过程中，他当然有机会阅读圣经了。那他在读圣经的时候就发现，我们不是因着教会而得救，我们是因着神的恩典而得救。
Okay, now I'll just read you one or two sentences from here because this explains what he did. See, he was ordained to the priesthood in 1507, so the priesthood of the Catholic Church. But then he came to reject several teachings and practices of the Roman Catholic Church.
He was a Roman.
Roman Catholic, it just means they're Catholic Church because it started off in Rome. So he was made a priest in 1507, and then he came to reject the teachings and practices of the Roman Catholic Church.
好，马丁路德是在1507年被案例为这个神父，但是他拒绝了很多这个罗马教廷的一些教导跟这个做法。
And in particular, he disputed the view on indulgences. And indulgence is what I was just explaining, actually. Indulgence is like if you pay money or you do lots of things for the Catholic Church, then you can reduce the punishment for sins.
而且他特别呢，不能接受的就是所谓的赎罪券的这个做法，因为当时的罗马教廷哈在发行赎罪券来拿很多的钱。
So he wrote out 95 theses. So there's 95 things that he found that the Catholic Church was teaching that was wrong. And he would bring out a scripture, a verse from scripture, and say, well, this is what the Catholic Church says, but this is what the Bible says. And so he had 95 main reasons, I guess.
Like a point.
A point, I
That's
guess. That's
okay.
right.
然后他在1517年呢，写了95个论点。来告诉大家说，这些个天主教的教，罗马天主教的教导是错误的，是不符合圣经的。
Now, just see if I can bring up another picture here because it's interesting. He nailed the thesis on the church door. Okay, and you see, this is something like he did. He went to the main church, the Catholic Church, and he took these theses and then he nailed it to the door. So this was the beginning of the protest.
But where is that church?
Wittenberg, it's called in Germany.
He worked there.
That was the main church of the seminary that he was going to.
然后呢，他呢还把他所写的这些一张一份一份的这些文章啊，钉在他在学习的这个在此学习的教堂的门上，用钉子把它钉上去。
Yeah, and according to Wikipedia, this is again from the internet, that you can see that this is the door here, so that it's even around today, the same door.
而这个教堂现在在德国都还存在着，所以同样的一个门哈，现在在这个网络上你可以看到那个教会是在 Wittenberg 这里，
Wittenberg, that's right.
德国的 Wittenberg 这个城市哈。
It says down here, it says the original door was destroyed in a fire, but the black bronze door marks the historical spot. So it's not the same door, but this is the exact same place.
这个网络上说呢，这个门呢是在之前，因为原本是一个木门被，就是当初马丁路德钉他的文章的是一个木门，但是那个门后来被不小心就被烧掉了，所以现在的这黑色的一个金属的大门。所以不是同一个门。
Okay, but anyway, so that is the start of the Protestant Reformation.
这就是我们说的这个宗教改革的一个重要的一个点。
One of the things that were vital for helping out with that was the printing press. So again, and now with the advent of printing, and then everybody can have a Bible, and now everybody can study the Bible, not just the priests, and they can see what is the Bible really teaching.
从这个宗教改革之后呢，我们才有机会让除了这些神职人员可以读圣经，我们每一个人现在都可以读圣经。
But something you also have to remember that going right back to the beginning of the church age, and that starts in 30 AD, is that God the Holy Spirit provided men with the gift of the pastor teacher.
我们现在再来谈谈啊，就是这个所谓的教会时期开始后，整个话语是怎么被教导的？那教会时期呢，是从这个圣灵降临日啊，就是在耶稣死后40天，圣灵降临日的时候呢，是在西元30年啊，圣灵降临日，那个时候是所谓的教会时期。
See, in the past, before the church age, we had the prophets and we had the Levitical priests for teaching the word of God. But when you get to the church age, now people have the gift of the pastor teacher.
在这个教会时期之前呢，神是要靠先知们来教导啊这些信徒，但是到了这个教会时期开始，我们就会开始有所谓有这个教师恩赐的这些人来传播福音，来教导我们的信众。
And actually, if you remember, even at the beginning of the church age as well, before the New Testament was written down, God would use the gift of like speaking in tongues, for example, and you had visions and people had the gift of knowledge. And so God was using these gifts as well to tell about his word.
就是说在教会时期之前呢，我们也知道这个神会给各种不同的恩赐，包括有些人会看到异象或听到声音，或者是会有一些知识性的言语，那神用这些人来做教导的工作。
Yeah. Now the gift of like speaking in tongues and the gift of visions, and some people had dreams and people had the gift of knowledge, those were temporary gifts. And so the only one of the gifts that survives today in what we call communication gifts, the only one that survives today is the gift of pastor teacher.
而这个不管是说方言、看异象，等等的这些恩赐呢，它其实是一个，就是可能是一个临时性的恩赐。那我们现在呢，最主要的接受到神的教导的是这些经由被神认证的这些教师型的牧师的教导，被
Now,
视为沟通的礼物，就是这些叫属灵的礼物里面有一个叫做 communication gifts，就是沟通的礼物，在以弗所书4章11节。
you can have a look at those gifts, but the important one that we have today, and people like Martin Luther, he would have had this gift as well. And this is the gift of pastor teacher.
好，所以这拥有这种所谓传播，我们把它翻成传播可能更好哈，就是传播的礼物的这个属灵礼物的人呢，就是最重要的就是这些教师型的牧师。那马丁路德绝对是教师型牧师中的最主要的代表人物。
Yeah, and a lot of those early Protestant reformers, we assume that they have the same gift of pastor teacher, and they were able to go to the scripture and under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, they could say, well, this is really what the Bible says.
经由圣灵的教导，这些属于教师型的牧师呢，他们可以有圣灵的启示而来教导我们了解圣经。
See, this is a Greek word here, poimanos, and poimanos actually means a shepherd. So if you remember that the word pastor is actually the Latin word, it means a shepherd, like a shepherd would lead his sheep.
所以呢，这个 pastor 这个字是拉丁文。那原本的这个在新约里面用的这个字呢，是希腊文 poimenos。poimenos 呢，这个字呢，其实就是我们现在英文讲的牧人 shepherd，牧者就是真正的牧羊人。那牧羊人就现在把它翻译也当做是 老师的意思。
Okay, and in Ephesians 4:11, it puts the word poimanos together with the word didaskalos, which means teacher. So you have this man who is a shepherd who leads the sheep, that's the Christians, and his congregation, and he leads them by teaching the word of God.
好，所以其实在这个以弗所书的四章十一节里面，是把这个 poimanos 和 didaskalos 这两个字是用一个横杠连在一起的。所以它是其实 didaskalos 这个字的意思是老师，所以前面这个字 poimanos 是牧羊人，所以牧羊人跟老师，它是中间用一个横杠连起来的，意思是说他是老师型的牧人。这是牧者跟老师是要连接在一起的一个角色。
And the only way that a pastor, a spiritual pastor, the only way he can lead his sheep, the Christians in his church, is by teaching. So if he's not teaching the congregation, he's not a good pastor. He cannot lead his sheep.
因为我们要了解一个 pastor 就是一个牧师，他唯有经由教导才能够带领他的羊群，所以如果这个牧师他不是好的老师的话，他就已经失去了成为一个好的牧者可以带领羊群的这个技能。
Right, and the way that he teaches his congregation is from the word of God, so he obviously needs to understand the word of God very clearly.
而他要能够教导他的这个羊群哈，他的这个教导也一定是唯一的内容，也就是来自于神的话语，就是圣经。所以他必须要对圣经有非常透彻而且符合神心意的了解。
Okay, and you know, getting back to the concept of how the Bible teaching has changed through history. See, nowadays we have pastors and some very good pastors and they're teaching online or they've recorded their lessons and now we don't have to go to a church to study.And we can, you know, we're supposed to congregate together, but we can get some very good teaching online.
而随着这个时代的进步，整个科技的一个发展呢，我们现在已经可以经由这个网络的环境，好，来跨国跨地的，好，来做这个教导，所有的羊群可以在世界各地一个教导。
Yeah, and with the technology now, see, I mean, even just now as I'm doing the lesson, we can go online and we can look up different things about what's happened in history. A lot of my studies for the Greek and Hebrew, that's online as well. So technology can be very beneficial.
而这些科技呢，真的让我们觉得非常的方便，因为我们不只是在网上上圣经课，我们甚至如果要学希腊文、希伯来文啊，都是可行的了。
Yeah, so we actually have a great advantage over people in the Old Testament or the early New Testament.
所以呢，我们现在因着科技，我们是比那些旧约和这个早期新约时代的人呢，要更有好处哈，可以受惠于这个科技的帮助，让我们学习得更好。
But one thing we do know is that God has always been faithful to teach. Anybody that wants to hear the word of God, he will always provide a way that they can get learning. And that's regardless of what time of history they live in.
而我们更知道呢，神是信实的。只要任何人想要学习圣经，学习神的话语，不论在任何时代，神都会让这件事情实现。任何人有这个想法，他就会得到教导。
And as believers, we are without an excuse. And we don't have an excuse to say, well, God, I never had the opportunity to read the Bible or to study the Bible.
所以呢，我们是没有任何的理由或借口哈，说，哎呀，神啊，我没有机会学圣经。
Something else we need to consider is with the amount of doctrine that we have available today. Now, that gives us a great power to live the spiritual life.
而我们现在手边可以有的这些圣经教义的资料也实在很多，多到我们是可以让我们整个人生是可以一直在属灵成长上面是有足够的资源。
Okay, you know, I think that's enough for this session. We're going to have a 5-minute break and then we can come back and finish off at 11:30. Is that okay?
Yes. 好，我们现在休息5分钟，等一下5分钟后回来继续。我们今天课会到11:30。